Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Adrian, and tonight we're going to be doing some tarot card readings for your past, present, and future readings, and we're also going to be doing some past life readings, talking about what you were in your last life, if you have any questions about that. Also, we're going to be doing some dream interpretation. So if you have any questions about your dreams, feel free to throw that out there, and we'll see if we can accompany you and help you with that. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about divination and the tools that we use. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about tarot cards. Tarot cards have been around since the early Egyptian times and also Greek mythology. And it's a very old divination tool. I myself have been doing it since I was 16. I'm 29 now, and I'll be 30 the coming June. I am very gifted. I am very clairvoyant. I'm very telepathic. And I'm very visual, so sometimes I don't even need to look at the tarot deck. I can just see it in my mind, and I'll know exactly what that card represents in any given situation, whether it's financial or love. So, another thing I like to use is my angel board, which I contact and I commune with the other side through the spirits, talking to angels, spirits, whatever, and get information that way as well. So sometimes I'll see things in the future before they happen with my angel board, but I don't use it very often. I usually only use it for personal gain and practices. Sometimes just to find things, missing things. Sometimes I will use it to help people, but it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time. So I just basically use my own abilities, my telepathic abilities, and the tarot. So looks like we have a lot of callers tonight. So I'm going to start with the first caller from the 919 area. You're on the air. Please state your name and where you're from. 919, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Rebecca, and I'm from North Carolina.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
Good. And how can we help you?
I would like to be in a relationship. It's been about, close to a year. I'm ready for another serious relationship. And thinking, I was in a long-term relationship and was hoping he was coming back. We've been talking.
Okay, and you've been in this relationship for about a year, you said?
Out of it. We were together for 9, and we've been out of it. For like 8 months, yeah.
And what caused this relationship to separate?
A midlife crisis.
Okay. Was it more financial or?
No.
So just a lot of things going on at the time.
Yeah, like health issues. Yeah, a ton of stuff.
Okay.
But I guess I kind of, he's very financial secure. He's secure, and I wanted a commitment. You know, after 9 years, I thought we should be getting married.
Okay, and you want to know if you're going to get back with this person?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. And how old is this person?
45,
okay. Has this person been having some health issues?
Yes, and it was kind of backlash from all of that as well.
Okay, because it is showing a lot of health issues in the cards.
He was diagnosed with terminal cancer actually 5 years ago, and he's still alive, but and doing well. He's healthy too, but he's not.
Okay.
Sick at the moment.
And I have, and I do see a little bit of financial issues, not so much the financial, but more health issues that departing you two. I still see a separation, some communication problems. Have you been having communication problems with him?
Well, you know, we haven't been together, but we are communicating, and he's been calling and emailing and all of that.
Okay, so nothing, nothing like talking on the phone or anything like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I do see this person coming back in your life, but at the same time, I also see him going through some health issues, which he's trying to overcome. I also feel a sense of emotion that from his energy that he's having a hard time putting you in on the spot of everything. I don't know why, but he feels like he's kind of overwhelming you with everything, which is why he had to step back.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay. So that's the distance that I see between you two. But in the future card, like you got the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands is in a good direction, facing a good direction. It's upright, which means, you know, it's a positive outcome. Because, you know, I actually do see things improving. This is an improvement card, so that means that things are going to really improve health-wise and financial for you.
Okay.
I don't know as well as much as him as it is for you, but in your cards, that's what it shows. Are you currently working right now?
I just lost my job Friday.
Okay, because I see a new one coming in. And maybe that's why I see the Ace of Wands usually when I see,
yeah.
See that. I always see a new job coming in. But in the on the other hand, I do actually see you coming together with this person again. Just because there's a lot of healing that is going on. I feel like you're there to heal him, and that's why you're there. In his life,
yeah.
Right now, he needs a lot of healing, not just physical, but emotional.
Yeah.
I also see that he didn't have a very good childhood. Is that true?
No, he had a great childhood. But
okay, because I'm picking up, there's something to do with childhood, something to do with his inner child, because it's bringing up childhood.
Yeah, there's definitely...
I'm not talking abusive or anything like that, but more on the lines of love. It's not really a love connection.
Yeah.
See, for me, I had a good childhood. But from what a reader told me is, you know, you look at the situation and you say, oh, my childhood was good. I was raised in a good family. I didn't go through all the trials that a lot of families go through. But at the same time, there was some things that needed to be corrected, which means there wasn't a lot of love there that should have been there.
Yeah.
Which is why he's going through a lot of karmic stuff and a lot of emotional stuff, and a lot of that caused by his childhood. And that's usually where it comes from, is the childhood, is the inner child. So if there's a lot of suppressed anger or emotional trauma or something that triggered it, then that's what would cause his health to go bad.
Yeah.
Something he hasn't accepted yet. So there's a lot of energy blockages. That's what I'm getting in his chakras. And from what I see in the cards, you know, a lot of the cards are showing a lot of things from his childhood and his chakras.
Yeah.
Particularly the heart, because I got the Three of Swords. And the Three of Swords is has to do with mental and emotional from the heart. you know.
Yeah.
And so this is something that could ruin your relationship, but at the same time, I do see improvements. I do see a recovery. I do see you getting a new job. I just wanted to throw that out there. I also see an unexpected money coming your way unexpectedly, which you're going to be very pleased with that. Are you thinking of moving in the future?
No.
Okay.
Unless it was in with him. If we got back together, I would move in with him.
Well, that's the reason why I say I actually see you guys moving in with each other in the future. After the improvements and the recovery and everything like that, I see that happening. Because you're very hopeful about this relationship. And see, the more you keep your faith up, the more he'll keep his faith up, because your cords are tied to each other.
Yeah.
On a love basis for a lot of years. So, have you had any health issues?
Actually, when we broke up, I had heart issues, and my aortic valve was dilated at the root, and they were going to go in for surgery. And when they went in a week later after the initial testing, I know a bunch of people, and I had a bunch of people praying and doing healing work, and it actually went down. So they're just watching it now. I don't have to have the surgery. And, and I have some female issues as well.
Okay. So that would explain the tie, the cords and stuff. That's why I asked if you've had health issues, because there's a tie, some kind of cord that's connected between you and this guy.
Yeah.
But mainly what I see in the cards, I see a very good outcome with you and this guy, as long as you stay focused and hopeful and faithful and everything like that, the cords will get stronger. And his health will reunite, and your health will be good. And as long as you take care of your health and everything, then his health will be good. You know, and there won't be so much distance between you. You'll see that, you know, the more you grow distant, the more you'll come closer together spiritually.
Yeah, that actually has been the case, which you wouldn't think it would work out that way, but it does.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually how, I particularly believe in twin flames. So I don't know what your belief is, but twin flames are, you know, like they're greater than a soulmate because they have that strong connection, that psychic connection that will draw you closer together as the more you distance yourself and you grow and you learn new experiences as you go, you know.
Will the job be in the same field?
Let me see here. It'll be in the same field, but it'll be different. It's going to be something different.
Okay.
But I don't think you're going to be too happy with it at first, but, you know, it's going to take some time to adjust. But if you're not happy with it, then just keep focusing on what you want as the same, but in a different situation.
Yeah.
Not in the same situation, but in the same thing. That's what you want. See, and that's the thing, is if we're not specific to the universe what we want, then that's what we get. But the thing is, if you focus on the thing that you want and not the same situation, then you'll get what you want. You see what I mean? Then you won't end up in the same situation. So it's not the situation, it's the thing that you want, the thing that's going to make you happy. And see, and that's the same thing with relationship, is you don't want the same situation to reoccur. You just want to see a different approach, a different outcome, or a change of something that will come.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing I was even telling my soulmate is I was telling her today that the thing is, when you don't do anything with your life, or you just sit around, or you don't, you know, and I know it's really hard right now because the winter time, but when you don't do something, you know, your energy becomes stagnant, and then your health starts going down, and you start getting depressed, and you start getting anxiety, and all those symptoms, you know, and
yeah.
If you just keep your mind busy, then, you know, it just won't feel that way, you know, because you can't just keep doing, watching TV every day and doing the same thing every day. I said, try doing something different. Try shifting, you know, the vibration in your home, or moving something, or move into a different room or something like that, you know, just something different. It don't always have to be the same, you know?
Yeah.
I constantly do that at least 2 times a week. I'll move something around, or I'll cook something different, or I'll go somewhere different, or, you know, that's how you shift the energy.
Okay.
So you don't become stagnant, you know, with the same routine every day. That's why it feels like everything's always the same, but it's
yeah.
not, because everything's always changing around us, you know. And it even might think in your mind, oh, everything's going to be the same with this person. Well, it won't, because there's going to be different situations that you're going to get, that you're going to see with changes in his body that's happening. With this spiritual shift that's going on right now, you're going to see it.
Okay, wow.
So.
Okay.
And you really don't know what kind of influence that you have over him. You don't know what you changed in his life and how you touched his life, or how he touched your life, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's shown in the cards a lot of these improvements, because you wouldn't think. You'd be like, oh, if nothing's improved, you know? Because if it has, you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't want to get insight about it, because you know that things are all right. They're cool, but from what the cards are showing, is it's a very good outcome. And I wouldn't think it would be either, because of what he's been through, you know.
It's just interesting, when I told him about that I was laid off, he kind of himself after, you know, after that. So I don't know, kind of was a little concerning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when he got laid off?
No, when I got laid off.
Oh, when I
told him that I got laid off Friday.
Oh, okay. And how did he feel about that?
I mean, it just, I don't know, he kind of, it scared him, because this has happened to me once before, and I don't know why it scares him, because, I mean, he does very well financially. I mean, he can help, I don't know why. Because I feel it like it pressures him to get married or something. Like, I don't know, it puts pressure on him for some reason.
Right. Because he has a feeling it'll all be on him or something. Is that his
yeah.
fear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, that's the thing is, he has that, if he has that fear, then, you know, that's something that he'll co-create. He'll continue to co-create until he, you know, learns to deal with those fears, or what, that's the reason why those fears are coming up, is for him to deal with it. But he'll
yeah.
deal with that on his own time. And it may take some time for him to deal with it, but eventually he will get past that fear. He will overcome that fear with, you know, him supporting you and taking care of, and with his health going bad and everything like that. Because
yeah.
That's something that's really creating his health to go bad right now. See, my girlfriend, her health's going bad because of that reason, too. And I told her, mainly it's because of money. I told her that. You know, she admitted to me that's the reason why her health's gone bad, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest killer right there, is stress over money. But the thing is like I say, if you do something different, and he does something different, it will shift the energy. Because you got to get the energy shifting and moving, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I always think about just clearing it out, or, you know, I'll sage or something like that, but that really makes a lot more sense, actually changing things around and doing something different. Even, you know, moving furniture, you know, parking in a different
spot. And then it just gets your mind off of everything else that's going on around you, all the drama and, you know. So it kind of just clears it, clears the energy.
Well, I will try that because I would, you know, it's been a while and I thought he was, he had made a bunch of changes and then when he just kind of ran after I told him about the job, I was like, ugh, you know, maybe it's the same old patterns.
And you were kind of scared that, you know, you might lose him and,
and
then you start
working
and you were maybe, you know. And the bad thing to do is remember when you, whenever you think that way, just take it out of your universal law. Just tell the universe, I take it out of my universal law. I ain't going to think about it. I'm going to clear the energy, you know, and then do something else. And just, you know, learn to deal with those fears because those are the fears that are separating you two. See? That's why those fears are coming up. And any time when those things come up, you know that that's the issue, without a doubt. You know that's the issue.
Well, yeah, and it's no coincidence. He, I mean, he had been contacting me every day and this and that. And, I mean, it was getting to the point where I'm, you know, I was like, wow, we're gonna, you know, we'll be together in no time. And then it's like, I lose my job that week. I don't know.
Well, the cards show really good. Shows a really good outcome. I ain't going to lie about that. It's very positive. Your cards are all upright because you're very hopeful about this relationship, and that's what I like about you is you're very determined that this is going to work out. Besides all the worrying and all the other junk trash, when they say take out the trash, that means take it out of your universal law. Let things play out the way they're supposed to. Put it in God's hands. If God wants you and him to be together, it will happen. I know that you and him have a very strong tie spiritually, like I said about that cord. Because that's what I'm seeing here in the Two of Cups. And it's very emotional.
And psychically, like we're psychically, you know, in tune. We know when things are going on with each other.
Yep. I think that you and him could possibly be twin flames. That's just my view on it, just because the cards I use is a twin flame card. So I see a lot of fire in your cards, so a lot of elemental fire. So there's a lot of passion. There is a lot of rage. There is a lot of emotion because I see a lot of cups. So... particularly it has to do with his childhood because it keeps going back to the child, birth of the child card. And it's not talking about being a baby even born, talking about the inner child. And there's a lot of room for growth. There's a lot of growth here. This is why I see the strength card. That means it's growing and it's getting stronger. That's why I see the strength card. That's a good card. The Justice card, you normally don't see a lot of that unless there's some kind of legal modalities or something. But usually you'll only see that card if there's some justice that needs to be taken place. Similar to like the Judgment card, usually when judgment comes into place, that means everything's going to come to focus and everything's going to come to an agreement. If the Judgment card is upside down, then that means that things will not come to an agreement. Which means you're not going to be able to compromise with this person. But in your favor, the cards are upright. So the Justice is basically saying, yes, there will be justice in this relationship. Everything will come in fairness and time. And there will be a balance between you two, which means you're trying to balance each other right now. So,
yeah.
Emotionally.
And we're both in the legal field.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. That's what's probably bringing up justice then. And usually justice comes up if it's, you know, like sometimes they'll talk about Libra signs because Libra is the scales. It's always just about justice. What's this guy's sign?
He's a Sagittarius.
Okay. So he's all about, yeah, that's probably why I see the Ace of Clubs, because the Ace of Clubs, you can call it Ace of Clubs, Ace of Wands, it don't matter. The Ace of Wands, or Ace of Clubs, it means something to do with career, career-oriented, so he's very career-oriented. This is why he's very independent. He doesn't like people depending on him for things. So
and he'll flat out tell me his career is a priority over
it
me.
It is. Number one.
Yeah.
So that's something that he has to work on. And your sign could, you know, you never know. You might not even be compatible, but that doesn't mean that you can't be together. Me and my girlfriend are not compatible. So when we work it out, and, you know, she was married, she's divorced, and we're just working out those problems. And I told her, we'll work out these problems, see where it goes. And a lot of times, it doesn't always turn out in your favor, but it also turns out in your favor where the universe is saying, okay, it's time to do something different. It's trying to learn from that situation and move on. And it could be something karmic. It can be something karmic, like I said. So it's usually a lesson that we're learning. And casting love spells and doing this, what other people do, you know, if you do that, it just defeats the whole purpose of the lesson that you're learning. Because there's a reason why all this is happening right now. So you can change the outcome by the way you view it and the way you think it. And that's why I say you're very hopeful right now and determined that it's going to work out. So that's why the cards are showing positive right now.
Yeah.
So it's in a higher vibration, you know, and by shifting your vibration, you're going to shift his vibration. That's what those spiritual cords are all about, you know.
Yeah.
So what you think about is what he thinks about. So if you get anxiety, he's going to get anxiety. So that, you know, and when you do something different, it will shift that vibration. I promise you it will.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I look forward to hearing you the good news when you call back on again.
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
You too. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to the 561 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you tonight?
I want to see what you see about, are you moving a job for me? I'm living my niece, and you're pretty much trying to force me out.
Okay. I'm just trying to zoom through the show because we're running out of time. But what was your question again? Go say that again.
If you see a job or a move coming up for me.
A job or... Okay. Let's see. Yes, I do see you moving. It's actually going to be sometime in a couple, 2 or 3 months from now. I'm seeing from 2 or 3 months. When you move, you're going to get a new job. I don't see you getting a job in your area. Again, you know, like I was telling the lady before, when you shift something or you do something different, it always seems to shift the energy. So if you have to move to a different residence or a different area, by all means do it, because you got the death card. That means big changes are coming about for you. Your life is going to transform. You're going to go through a transformation. I also see a new environment, which is a new beginning, which is the Ace of, or the, let's see, the Four of Cups. So that means that you have a desire for change. You're very bored in your situation right now, but change is coming. It's just telling you to be patient. You got the Four of Pentacles. And be patient, that rewards are coming for past efforts, for hard efforts of the past. So you got a lot of pentacles, a lot of fire elemental energy around you right now, which means you're ready to go.
You don't see
and
a
you're
lot
ready
of people.
To do.
You don't think they're going to ask me to leave for 3 moments? Seems like they want me to leave now.
Yeah, it might even be sooner. I mean, you got the Ten of Wands. I didn't see that card. The Ten of Wands usually means things are going to happen very swiftly and very fast. Usually I only see that card when it's talking about relationships. But it can also mean a quick change, too, because you're right next to the Death card. So I'm going to say that it's going to be a big change for you, but it's going to happen very fast and swiftly for you. But usually I only see that in relationships.
What does that mean?
Well, it could, you know, relationship could also mean career. It don't always have to be relationships. Usually, like, when you see the wands, it could mean you're going to have a good relationship with your career. And, you know, being in a career is like being in a relationship. It's like being in a marriage because you get to know everyone. You know, they were all soulmates prior to, before you came here. You know, you chose to be with them as a family. And the more you associate, the more you look at it as a relationship with other people that you work with. So,
What about any legal, because I have a lawsuit pending. Do you see that coming to me soon?
What did you say?
I said I have a lawsuit pending. It would be great if I can get that money so I can leave.
Okay, and can you explain a little bit about your lawsuit?
It's a personal injuries lawsuit.
Okay, so it's personal?
Yeah, I was hurt last year, and I sued my landlord where I was living. So we're in a legal, right now we're going to, I haven't heard anything. I'm supposed to go to the mediator. I'm supposed to go to a deposition. But haven't heard anything.
Okay, let me pull 3 more cards on this situation.
I mean, if I can get that money, it'd be great.
Interesting. It says you are going to have victory over this success. So it looks like you are going to get your money. It's not going to come very fast like you want it, though. It's going to take some time, but I do see you getting it if you're very determined about this. But at the same time, it's telling you not to look back, just keep moving forward, and you will get this money.
Do you know when I'm going to get it?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how that card was showing everything happening really fast? The Ten of Wands, that usually means that it could happen very fast, actually, because it usually means that things are going to happen unexpectedly. I mean, you're not going to know when it's going to happen. It's just going to happen on its own. Because when you know, when you want to know when it's going to happen, then you co-create it that way. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just
you
have to,
you
just let it happen. You allow it to happen, and it will happen.
Maybe I'll have it by the summer.
So, when it does happen, then that will give you the tools that you need. And I got the Magician card, so that means the tools. So, that's why I say it will give you the tools that you need.
Okay. Do you see my sister wanting me to leave here, or is it her daughter?
Do I see your sister leaving?
No. Do you see that my sister wants me to leave, or is it her daughter?
It's her daughter.
Yeah, I knew it was.
Yeah,
so
it's her daughter.
Sister, so my sister's in the middle of it? I mean, because she hasn't spoken to me about anything.
Your sister is feeling the pressure from it. She's feeling like she's in on the spot. So she don't like being on the spot, so she don't say anything.
Yeah, I know. She just thinks it's going to go away. I mean, is she going to tell me to leave, do you think, or am I going to just wind up leaving?
She thinks that it might be best for you, just the fact that the universe is telling you that big changes were coming. You know how I told you about the death card? That's part of the changes. That's why all this is happening, because it's all part of the changes that's supposed to happen to you.
Well, yeah, but it's making me feel really uncomfortable because I don't have a job yet.
But everything else will fall into place.
But I can't get a room.
Just hang in there.
I can't even get a room without a job. I mean, is she going to let me stay here for 2 or 3 more months?
She might have to, because she's not really in a hurry.
No, but her daughter is. So you think
her daughter
is. But
she's kind of just letting it, kind of just, you know, like you said, letting it go for a while.
Okay, so, but do you think she's going to tell me to leave, or I'm going to leave before that happens?
I think you're going to leave before it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's best. I mean, I can't take the pressure.
Like I said, it's going to be some big changes. And changes are always hard, you know. And sometimes changes go in a good direction and a bad direction. But usually always the bad ones turn into the good ones.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through, you know, last summer I was homeless. I was living out of my car. I mean, that was really, it's a fear that just stays inside of me.
Uh-huh.